What is your name, sir?
Dwayne Pickett.
So what are you doing here today? It's Ohio Young Black Democrats.
Yeah, we're Ohio Young Black Democrats. I'm the treasurer of Ohio Young Black Democrats. We're a grassroots organization. We exist to incite and engage. Yeah, you can hold it. We exist to excite and engage young African-Americans in our community and basically educate and inform some of the most vulnerable people in Ohio.
What other groups are you working with?
We work with the party a lot. We're headquarters out of ODP, so a group that we're closely tied with is Franklin County Young Democrats, of course, Ohio Democratic Party, and basically any group who is looking to advance progressive issues like we are.
What are some of the issues that you have gotten involved with or work with people on?
We think that one of the biggest issues this year is going to be voter suppression. You see it all over the right wing across the United States. They're talking about voter fraud, and they want to do all these laws to prevent voter fraud, but they got no evidence that it's ever taken place. So we've got HB 194 in Ohio, which limits the time for early voting and really makes it harder for people to vote, which just seems anti-democratic to us. We need to reach out to our community and educate them on the new voter laws and make sure that our vote is counted.
Are you working with other organizations in other cities? I imagine it would be young black Democrats maybe in Cleveland, Toledo, Dayton.
Absolutely. We've got a Cleveland chapter, and we also have a Dayton chapter. We're looking to expand further throughout the state, but as of right now, we just have Cleveland and Dayton.
So what are some of the events like? Are there are meetings, and then you discuss some of the...
We meet every third Wednesday of the month, and this is another big benefit of Ohio Young Black Democrats. We have access to politicians. So some of the politicians we support, Tracy Maxwell Hurd, Michelle Mills, W. Shawna Gibbs, Eric Brown, Judge Noreen Peoples, Mayor Mike Coleman, Herschel Craig, City Councilman Herschel Craig, Brian Stewart, he's running for school board, and also Judge David Young. These type of individuals come to our meetings, and we get to ask them questions. We talk to them. We engage them. We get to get our input. They hear our voice, so they just can't, you know, ignore what our issues are.
Sir, to be honest with you, what I've seen in some organizations is that a lot of environmental groups or other groups, there seems to be an underrepresentation of people of color. And it's not to blame anybody necessarily, but that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, is that what is your opinion on that? Because it seems like somehow, some way, there is that lack of connection between people of color and, for example, middle-class white people or even working-class white people. Any ideas on what why there's a disconnect there?
I think that's exactly the point of groups like ours. There's not just underrepresentation in environmental groups. There's underrepresentation across the board of minorities and African Americans. People just don't know when their interests are being played and when they can play up their interests a little bit more. That's why it's our job to engage these people. We can't just, you know, poo-hoo the African American community and say, oh, why didn't they come out for this? You know, this aligns their interests. We need to engage them and pull them in, because they've been ignored for so long.
So I imagine you're working with businesses, too. It's not just the nonprofit sector. You want to bring businesses to your communities.
Absolutely. The business community is vital to our causes. You know, we're a nonprofit, so it's hard for us to have the resources to get those type of things done, but we want to reach out to all the minority businesses in Ohio and try to coordinate those efforts, because those interests are not only African-American interests, economic interests, they're Ohio interests.
Working with other people in cities outside the state?
Outside of the state, we don't really have that much going on. We're only a statewide organization. But what happens in Washington affects us here. And, you know, we're seeing that in these budget talks. You talk to people over at Planned Parenthood or people, teachers, states has gotten their budget help decreased in our new budget bill. This stuff affects us, and we need to keep our political awareness for all communities, specifically in the black community, specifically in the urban community. One of the issues that we're talking about is Head Start. Not everyone takes advantage of Head Start, but in the black community, Head Start is pivotal to getting people engaged in education at an early age. You know, a lot of single black moms out there don't have time to, you know, take their kids to work and come home from school, and when the kids are 4 or 5 before they get into kindergarten, they don't have time to, like, try to get them started learning how to write their name and stuff like that. That's where Head Start plays a pivotal role in our community. And, you know, Republicans look at the budget and they're like, oh, look at this. This is waste. But to us, that's not waste. It's pivotal to what we need to do to get our kids educated.
What's going on right now with Head Start? I mean, there are various legislators who propose cutting funding.
Yeah, Head Start is under attack right now. And they're talk about Head Start like, oh, this is discretionary funding. This is, what do they call it, pork. To them, Head Start is pork. It's just more fat for Democrats to get reelected. Well, it's not about reelection. It's about kids. It's about actual lives. They call it, they say, John Boehner said to the president in these last budget cuts, the president gets his debt ceiling increase and the American people get their budget cuts. Those aren't the American people's budget cuts. Those are John Boehner's budget cuts. Those are things he doesn't believe in. But he was in a community where Head Start was pivotal. Then he would know.
Anything else?
No, we just want to invite anyone who is interested in Ohio Young Black Democrats every third Wednesday of the month at Ohio Democratic Party headquarters in Columbus, Ohio. We will be there engaging with political officials, meeting with each other, discussing our ideas, and organizing.
I have one last question. I'm curious. What do you think of urban farming or community gardening as a way to bring a variety of people together?
You know, I was talking to an individual the other day about the concept of food deserts. I don't know if you heard about this, but it's the idea that in urban communities, there's not like any good opportunity to get fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. If you think about Columbus on the east side, there is, I can't even think of a grocery store. I don't know enough about urban farming, if it's like a reality or if it's just like a political reality, but I think we need to address the problem of food deserts and the problem that African Americans, and not just African Americans, just people who live in impoverished communities in America, don't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables.